Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, London is falling. London is falling. The Twin Towers are gone. 9/11. It's 11/9. In mirror time and Mars time, it's 9/11. Twin Towers. We shall never forget. That's right. That's what they said. Anywho, happy birthday, guys. How are you? Merry Christmas. It is 10:57. No, it ain't. It's 10:37 a.m. It's 10:57 somewhere. Central Standard Time. I am your hostess. I am here. I am off the chain today, off the reservation. I said it last week, but I spit it out, sweetheart. Spit it out. I am for real off the chain this time. Get crystal clear about manifesting your goals. I'm manifesting my goal right now as we speak. This is under the explicit area of Blog Talk Radio. You're probably going to need someone to send you my link because to find me at like a needle in a haystack, you're going to need a magnet, okay? What good is a spiritual practice if it does not allow for a two-way or multiple stream, if you're really good, a two-way stream of communing and communication? What good is it? Okay, now, as we clear away the pomp, the bullshit, and the circumstance, yes, I added the bullshit, clear that crap away of yesterday. It's time to get individually unable to divide from the inward part to the outward part. Individually divide yourself and get clear about what it is that you want, what you see yourself doing when you get up in the morning. Nobody else. No twatty else, boo. Nobody else. Alright? Go ask Val. I'm here to tell you. It ain't easy. It ain't easy being cheesy, but I'm here to help, and I'm here to do just that. Okay? So we're going to talk ourselves out of the excuses and into our desired destination. It is not just about the journey, God bless it. It is about the destination. Don't let nobody feed you half a watermelon, half a cantaloupe. I ain't sorry for yelling this morning because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. This is about the journey. No, it ain't. Not today. I done journeyed already. I done journaled till my eyes done turned blue, purple, and hazel, okay? And green on Sundays. I'm done. Get clear. This is me manifesting my goal. My goal was to have my own radio show. I didn't add in if anybody was listening or not. That wasn't the point. But you know how childlike and innocent and ignorant that is? And I'm not saying it's not wrong or right. It is what I said it was. Now, the people can be added at any given time. When the universe decides that I have something worthy to say, and that was me yesterday, I had nothing to say. And someone was asking me, are you going to do your show? I'm like, no, I don't know. I need something worth saying. Okay, so here's one of my favorite books to play in, the Bible, the Holy Writ. Holy Scripture talks about Mary and Elizabeth. I didn't know I was going this way, so, you know, ride with me. Elizabeth, her great aunt or something like that, she was well stricken in years. I mean, she was old as dust. And she had the nerves to be pregnant. And probably wasn't Zacharias, but that's another whole level of a story. The fact that the baby wasn't moving and kicking in that 6 month had her worried, okay? That sounds 2020 enough, right? The Bible ain't got to be so old and outdated, but you do have to read it for yourself and put some flesh on it. Put Put some meat and beans and bones on it. What good? I'm still talking about your spiritual practice. I'm still talking about your religious ways of being, and I put this under restricted because there's no difference for me between cussing, fussing, and preaching. if it gets the job done, get the job done. So this woman who was like Sarah in the New and Old Testament, she's in the New Testament, and she's all stressed out and worried, probably choking the baby to death, which was John the Baptist. And she wasn't feeling any movement. And then all of a sudden, here comes her teenage pregnant niece walking in the house, and she salutes her with this, I'm sure, pregnancy glow. And the baby leaped in Elizabeth. I don't know why I go country here, right here. The baby leaps in Elizabeth's stomach. And this baby, by the way, being Ion the Baptist, being that which washes by the water, being that which tells you to redeem yourself and repent, turn around and look at your own emotions. See what emotions are you evoking out of yourself. That's what Ion the Baptist was about. There was no J back in those days. So this is the Ionic metaphor of a woman who conceives a business beyond her years, her experience, her expertise, her education, her college courses, or shy of a doctorate, okay? And her husband, whoever and whatever he is, symbolic of, he is really of no help, okay? Because he don't even get to name the business. So let's just keep it real. So they name the baby Ion, and they get their little salutations on. Woman to woman who have both conceived out of inception, not by a man, not by someone validating them. This was a self-validation, and then it became woman to woman. But it was wisdom and spirit that gave them these ideas in the first place. What they say? God gives you the desires of your heart. God gives you the desires of your heart. The ones that you have are the ones that he gave you. So if you desire a Lamborghini, then that's what God gave you, the desire, as well as the Lamborghini. Now, you get in the way talking about, but I got to get this job. I got to get my credit up. I got to get this movie part. I got to get this song written. I got to get this story told. Blaise, bluse, blah. Laissez-faire. Okay. It's like, enough already. And you may very well do all of those things. But at that point, who got the glory? You did. You did. And what is this thing that called God? The thing that I call God, this is what makes it tangible. It's something that everybody has. We gave it a name because we don't have anything else to do. You have to give it a name. Yeah, there was a time where you didn't speak the name of God. And you spoke the name of God, again, we're understanding at that point, you have then just reduced it down to an idea and a concept. And what we're talking about in the sense of God is limitless. It don't need you in that respect. And I used to hate when people used to say that because the context sounded shady. God don't need you. Well, fuck you too. That's why I put it under explicit. Because this is what I want to say. This is the way I want to say it. If you don't say it, I remember that too. The prophet was like, not just what did God say, how was it said? Because if I don't say it exactly how I feel, if I don't say it in spirit, if I don't say it with enthusiasm, if I don't give it that harumph at the end of it, then it is null and void. It will not accomplish what it was sent to do, so it will stand there suspended in anapanimations, anticipating for you to get it right and to get clear. You remember those movies where the coach walk up to somebody and he's like, you know, tell me you want it. I want it, coach. Tell me you want it. I want it, coach. Tell me you want it. I want it, God damn it. You're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You stop waiting on people and all of a sudden the people start flocking. But you break the mold. You get mad. You get pissed. Dr. Peterson said, you start to resent yourself. I said it today in a text. I said, if I don't do it the way I'm feeling it, I don't respect me. And bump that, I respect me, okay? So this is me getting crystal clear. crystal clear about manifesting my goal. And my goal was to be so clear, more clear than this bottled water that I'm looking at, so that I can magnify that which is on the other side. What is that on the other side? It's that God-like spark and ingenuity that we all have, ingenious engine, motor, transmission, things that get us to moving forward and having a reason to move forward. Otherwise, you got blockages, and they're good. Oh, they're good ones. Don't get me wrong. Now, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to bury my father. I got to finish school. I got to pay this bill. You know, I got to breathe a little bit first. Like, fine. You know, whatever you say. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. But at the point that you decide, you know what, I'm still not being honest with myself. And you hear yourself kind of gristle up a little bit. You start learning some backbone. You start earning yourself some some throat clearance, some testosterone. You earning them hairs on your chest now. You like, you know, bump this. You know, this is my life. You know, you start listening through other people. Girl, don't be waiting on that. Girl, why you doing that? Girl, why you settling? Why you playing small? Why you, like, I ain't playing small. Shut up. Y'all don't know what I get tempted with. Just be yourself. Are you sure? Why are you looking at me like that? He looked at this dude looking at me from this book, and then I'm looking over here, she looking at me. If y'all can see my setup. The big laugh was from the owl, because owls stand for wisdom. And the owl ain't looking at me right now. It's looking off to the side like, she not me. I'm wise. I ain't in that mess. So this is one. This is me manifesting my first goal. I have a second goal. After this 15 minute, I really meant for it to be more than 15 minutes, but I didn't reset the default. So I'll give you the rundown. I will talk about self-publishing. It shouldn't take no more than 15, 20, I give myself 30 minutes just because. But my intention, my goal is to have these running concurrently, like a current, like a wave, like an ocean, so that you can tune in pretty much at any time and catch me talking about something useful. And when you do it out of the spirit, then it's going to be exactly what you needed to hear. So you won't get too worked up in about the plan, when you're going to be on, what you're going to be talking about. I already just told you, I don't know. That ain't how my spirit work. My spirit don't tell me everything. I don't want to know everything. I am not a computer. I don't have a hard drive. That's the problem. You done made yourself out of a computer. You need to add gigabytes and carrying on and tetrabytes. That's fine. But as for me, I am a growing, living, breathing, eternal organism with 90 seconds left on this Falcast. So people that don't like vegetables, they don't like the taste of vegetables, or so they believe. And so the question was asked of me, you know, what can I use as an equivalent? And so in the context of that question and to the best of my knowledge, I will give that information in a Valcast. Getting clear about the goals and intentions, you just heard that. That's me actually doing it right now. It's no need of me telling you do this and do that if I don't show you. So I'm showing you the manifestation of somebody who got to just be real. I'm in my house, I got my headphones on, I'm minding my business, I'm looking out my window, the clouds are puffy, and I'm running out of time. All right. So meditation on soundtrack. I do have a soundtrack. SoundCloud account. So I'm just putting it out there that be looking for it. Put that in the universe. When that girl gonna get that done? Plus self-publishing. Say the best for last. Self-publishing. Everybody and their mama say they got a book inside of them. And you do, at least one, to be read by men. We should see that book. You are that book. But it's beautiful to put that mug in writing, okay? So I'm out of time right now. I will be talking about those topics and more. I'll see you on the other side. Go as Val.